Welcome back, guys. Travis Jones Podcast. I'm here with TJ. How are you, man?
I'm great, buddy. How are you today?
Yeah, as always, I'm excellent. How can I not be? We're chatting seminars today, which is I'm pretty excited for, because you have some pretty epic stories about doing seminars, like fitness seminars, cellulite seminars, blueprint seminars. What we're going to do is, yeah, we're just going to have a brief chat, because I know everyone would love to hear some of the stories that you've had around seminars, especially, you know, closing $40,000, you know, in a 60-minute seminar from the stage. But we also are going to talk about specifically how you structure a seminar. So once we go through a couple of stories and we go through why it's important and why you have to be doing seminars, no matter where your gym's at, we'll go through exactly how to do it later in the episode. So, Trav, how many seminars do you reckon you've done in your lifetime?
I've done a lot of seminars, man. I would say a couple of hundred seminars over the last nine. Yeah, I've done a lot of seminars, man. But, you know, they've been from, you know, fitness seminars, business seminars, to, you know, just education-based seminars. You know, seminars for members, seminars for non-members, bring them in, to membership. I think all of them have their place. Some of the ones that I found were quite funny is when we used to push the envelope. I remember I was doing seminars with Rachel Guy for a little bit, actually, and we were doing one called it was around females about achieving the box gap. So it's that little gap between the top of their legs, and it was literally called the box gap seminar.
I remember that actually. Yeah, that's good.
It was actually quite crazy. You know, I was talking about how to get stronger, how to lose body fat, and how to achieve a box gap. Now, for anyone cringing right now, you know, you polarize marketplaces. That is marketing. Okay, so we had crazy amounts of comments on our ads around this, when you could be a bit more flexible with your Facebook ads. And, you know, some people were like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. You know, and some people were like, oh my gosh, I want to come to this. So when you're doing seminars, sometimes when it's polarizing, it's a good thing. And really, over the 2 days, it was a $500 2-day event. We sold 20 tickets in Melbourne, and then we sold 20 tickets in Sydney. So for 4 days, we made $20,000 in fitness seminars, which is pretty great. And for that, we did, you know, a morning training session, afternoon training session. We talked about hormones, nutrition, training philosophies, and that was literally the box gap seminar. From that to doing like a 450 person event in Vegas. That was a pretty crazy seminar, to doing like, you know, $5,000 5-day seminars. Or when we're looking in the gyms, man, like, you know, 100 people to a seminar and selling 40 people into a 12-week $1,000 package. So you're making 40K in 60 minutes worth of sales, which obviously seminars are fantastic. I love it. You can do a group close all at once. But the biggest thing I like about seminars is you become a trusted advisor in their eyes, because it's an education-based sale. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today.
Yeah, I think that's a big differentiation for you, because I know, like, over in the States, like, the seminar thing is like pretty common. It's actually like kind of too common. It's almost like the market's become aware to stay away from seminars. The seminars that Trav's talking about, and the seminars that, if you ever attend a seminar from Trav, it is so much value. Just like this podcast, really. Like, it's just so much content, so much value, so much energy. It's not like those kind of sleazy sales, you know, seminars where you just get 8 people all talking and trying to pitch you a new product every half an hour and that sort of stuff. And like Trav said, like, the authority that you get from being up there and talking about your passion really shines through when it comes to fitness.
I think so, man. I think that's why seminars can get a bad rap if, you know, they're not actually a seminar. So, like, for yourself, we're going to talk about different hooks to get people in. We're going to talk about, you know, how we've done it in some of the consulting space, and then I'll try and I'll give you ideas on how to do that in the fitness space as well, because obviously mostly fit pros are listening to this. And, you know, for yourselves, you should be doing seminars once every 2 months anyway for your members, and then they can bring their friends along to the seminar. Like, that's a massive value add, because you want to educate and empower your members. I'm hoping that's what you want to do. So with this, it's a great value add for them. And then you can also market it externally to non-members to bring them in. And then you can obviously grow your membership base. And all those non-members who are seeing you for that first time, you know, people are doing, you know, fad diets, you know, crazy detoxes, skinny teas and all the rest of it. So if you come in with credibility and then facts that, you know, logically back up what you're saying, then, like, okay, like, this person is the real deal. And then when we're talking about structuring it as well, you're having these testimonials and case studies coming through as you're doing a seminar. Everything, when we're looking at trying to be a trusted advisor, can be wrapped into this seminar. So people go, okay, this is what I must do. And then we can talk about, you know, some risk reversals at the end of a seminar and how to get really people moving to, you know, get them buying from you, because that is a big crucial aspect. But seminars must lead with value. You've got to actually have a specific topic. It can't be like, come into my 12-week challenge seminar. It's come down and learn how to lose cellulite seminar. Come here, you know, the female fat loss blueprint seminar, how to lose 5 kilos in 28 days seminar. Like you're teaching something specific, and we're going to talk about headlines as well.
Yeah, cool. I think that's the main thing everyone needs to realize. And the same thing with webinars as well. Like everything we're talking about today can be applied to webinars if you're doing an online program. But everyone that sees your offer, whether it's to buy something or to attend something, they still have to invest something. Even if it's a free seminar, sure, they're not investing money, they're investing time. And that's why what Trav's saying, headlines and the actual outcome, the actual specific action that they will get out of attending has to be so spot on, because people are happy to not risk their money. But then when it comes to risking their time, it's like, well, yeah, I know this is free, but I really don't know if I want to attend this, you know, if your marketing's not on point. So box gap seminar, man, that's why it works so well.
Exactly, man. And I think like when we're looking at filling seminars, I think one of the best seminars and the cheapest acquisitions I've got into seminars was, you know, we did a Facebook ads masterclass, and yes, it's not fitness, but the principle still applies. And what I did is the marketing for it was like 4 value videos. And I really love value videos and a 2-step funnel, but also a link to your seminar in the value video. You know, when you know, Frank Kern talks about intent-based branding at the moment, really, you know, giving value, Facebook algorithm, as you'll probably talk about, you know, really loves long form content. So if we can look at a value video and, you know, say it's, you're talking about in the value video, the 4 mistakes that you're making that are breaking your transformation. Okay. So mistake 1, your nutrition, you're doing like this 5 to 10 minute video on why the nutrition is failing them. And it's like, click the link below to, you know, their ultimate transformation seminar. So, you know, and we'll get into headlines in a bit, but like you're teaching them something and you're just referring them to the link whilst this value video is going. The next one could be like, you know, the thing that's holding you back, step 2, is the program design. Essentially, you're just doing cardio and you're not lifting weights. You know, number 3 could be like, you're not optimizing your hormones. Number 4 could be like environmental factors. So you can have these 4 value videos stacked marketing to the marketplace with the links to the seminar inside your Facebook ads, inside the copy. And then everyone who's watched 50% of that video, one, yes, you're getting registrations from that marketing, but everyone who's watched 50% of the video, we create a custom audience, we do a 2-step funnel and retarget them to get those cheaper leads on the back end. So when we're not just doing essentially, you know, getting a friend to bring a friend, bring a member to bring a friend down for your seminar, and we're looking at targeting people to get them to your seminar who don't know you, who want to come down and listen to what you have to say, like that's a great seminar funnel.
Yeah, 100%. And fit pros get so confused. Even our clients get so confused about what content to put out. And they ended up, because fit pros are so knowledgeable with all the stuff they know about nutrition and exercise, they end up trying to explain like the whole laws of thermodynamics and everything in like a video. And like, honestly, no one gives a shit. No one cares about that stuff. But just titling a video like, here's why skinny teas don't work. Or here's why like whatever you're doing won't work or will only work short term. Like that'll grab the person's attention. And all you don't have to go through what does work. You just have to explain to them why it doesn't work, because you understand it and you're the expert. And then the simple link to go, if you want to know what does work, well, we've got an actual seminar where we run through it. And you can, as TJ said, you've got 4 value videos. You can do a ton of like 4 different things around what they're currently doing, why it doesn't work, whether it's environment, whether it's food, whether it's exercise. It's just such a simple framework that works so well, right?
Exactly, man. And like when you're looking at doing a free seminar and you're marketing it to the marketplace, your prospects, if people aren't buying, they will, it's about 25% of them will show up, right? So I think you have to understand that if you want 100 people, you need 400 registrations. Always like on a page 2, like a little bit of a sweetener, like an upsell. So what you can do is it's like, you know, pay $7 or pay $17 and you can get my, you know, top recipe book that has, you know, 35 fat loss recipes in it. And you can get my at-home training guide. So all of a sudden you've got a, you know, once they've opted in, they've registered, they want to know your 12-week transformation seminar blueprint or whatever the hell your seminar is about, on page two, they can get a sweetener, they're going to buy it and they receive that at the seminar. So now they're actually going to show up. Maybe they get a recording of the seminar as well. So with that, all those people who buy are definitely going to show up because they've purchased something they're going to come down and get.
Yeah, I really like that. And don't discount yourself. Like, some people with free seminars these days are like, well, what's the catch? Am I just getting sold? Like, if you put a price tag on there, even if it's only cheap, it makes people go, oh, this actually could be legit. You know, $7, that's pretty good. Or $19, the price of a movie ticket. You can either go watch a movie or you can come and learn something that could transform your life. You know, you could really frame that well in a way that's really irresistible for the person.
And I think the next thing is, like, once they've registered for your seminar, I guess the next phase is what I like to look at is get them into a Facebook group. Everyone who's registered for your seminar, so the seminar is, you know, 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away, drive them into a Facebook group for a seminar only members group where you can drip feed some content before they turn up. Because, you know, especially if someone hasn't paid, right? They, you know, going to forget about it. You aren't a trusted advisor in their eyes right now. So if you can get them into a Facebook group and you can drip feed some content, you know, 1 to 2 minute teaser videos where they're like, wow, this person really has some information that I want. And you can give them a snippet of what's going to happen at the seminar. That means they're more likely to, you know, turn up. They're more likely to engage. You can tell them at the seminar, you're going to have a couple of prizes and door prizes. So they're like, oh, I hope I get one of those. And I think that's another thing that you can be doing to try and get more people into your seminar actually turn up.
I mean, we talked about this idea of like the reverse Facebook group. Like, so, you know, if you're in Australia and you want to do like an online program, it's like, instead of just targeting ads for everyone online and like doing the hard sell that way, you know, you can start a Facebook group for like some key areas around Australia or around the East Coast, wherever you're planning to run some seminars, and start a particular Facebook group for the Gold Coast, particular Facebook group for Byron Bay, you know, call it like Fat Loss Secrets Byron Bay or Fitness Secrets Coffs Harbour. Basically do that, interact with people, add people into the group, get run ads in that area to get people into the group. And in that group, that's where you give away all this crazy value video and then announce that you'll be actually in Byron Bay or in Coffs Harbour at this date for a seminar. And boom, you've got like a bunch of people that you know live in that location. You know it's nice and close and you know that they trust you and you're a trusted advisor.
Yeah, man, I guess it's very similar. We have a FitPro Formula group, which is a free group on Facebook. And, you know, every day we give tips into this Facebook group. If anyone wants to join it, we're helping fitness professionals obviously grow their business with marketing and sales and leadership and customer experience. Go into, you know, your Facebook, search FitPro Formula, you know, click in the group and join it. We're running marketing right now, which is, and it's in the group, this is. So we're running marketing right now, which is like the 5 secrets of sales. We go through some seminar stuff, some phone stuff, some text message, some email templates, and a few other things. But over the time period, what we look at is they opt in and on page two, they have to get redirected to the group and then they get the download in the group. So for yourself, say you're doing a seminar in Byron Bay, for example, you could run some recipes. So it's the 35 top recipes because you know that's going to get great downloads. And then you can redirect to them. Yeah, so it's great click-through rates. The cost per lead is going to be fantastic. You get the recipes in the group once they've opted in. So they're going to actually go into this group. And now you're getting like, you know, 50, 60, 70 people into this group. And that's when you start to move to trusted advisor. And they go, hey, I'm doing a seminar. I'm coming to Byron Bay a couple of weeks later after you've, you know, really sort of moved to that trusted advisor status in their eyes. And they're like, oh, please. And you, you know, a bit of scarcity. I've only got 20 spots and it's, you know, $97. I think when you have a group that's, and they already trust you, that's when you can start doing paid seminars. If they don't trust you whatsoever, especially in the fitness landscape and you don't have a following, that's when we have to start to leverage more free-based seminars.
Yeah, that's right. And we even did, when we did an Australian seminar tour about a year ago, we gave everybody inside of our community early bird options to buy tickets. So anyone who subscribed to our messenger bot via the group, and we said this messenger bot is specific to the group. No one else has access to this messenger bot. If you subscribe to this early bird messenger bot, when we release the tickets, you'll get them for 80% off. And yeah, we had like 100 people, maybe a little bit more, subscribe to that bot. As soon as we released the tickets, the bot sent out a message saying, here you go, guys, the tickets are going public, but you guys have got the 80% discount link. Just go here now and buy a ticket. We had that trusted advisor level, right?
Yeah, it gives them exclusivity, right? So then you could even say that inside your group is like, hey guys, I'm going to put the tickets in here for the first 24 hours and you guys get 50% off. I'm going to go to the general public tomorrow at this time. So you have 20, we've only got 20 spots. You guys get 50% off. You know, after this goes, you guys can take them in here. If not, I'm going to the general public and, you know, then I can start marketing it. And people want it. It's scarcity and there's a discount as well for them. So they're going to jump on the offer, which is fantastic for them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So 100% guys, like, if you've got that idea of doing a seminar tour, you can do stuff like that. But yeah, if you've just got a gym in a local area, freaking start a Facebook group in that local area, which is about your local area fitness secrets or whatever. And just over deliver with value in that group. Just interact with every single person, tag every single person that comes into the group, ask them what their fitness goals are, what's their biggest challenge, like over deliver and overwork, because the way the Facebook algorithm works is that the more engagement that happens in that group, the more the whole group will start thriving and will almost feel like a really mini community. And then to transfer them, those group members, into like your sales funnel or a seminar funnel is going to be so much easier. So 100% use that, guys.
Yeah, I think like looking at this, you know, I talk to these people about this to people all the time as well. So for us, it's a $1,000 sale we talk about. We did 40 sales. I did 40 sales to make the 40K in 60 minutes. But, you know, you got to think it like this. And that was into the gyms. You could do $500 for 12 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be purely online. It could be $1,000 online as well. But if you want to travel the world and do online coaching, you don't have to, you know, just dial and dial. We're going to do a podcast next week about how to grow an online business past 500K. Okay. But I just want you to imagine this. What you're doing is you're doing marketing. It could be a download for your top fat loss recipes. You're marketing because you want to do a seminar in Seattle. Then you want to go to New York and then you want to go to London. Then you want to go like wherever you want to go, you actually market there. You get like 300-400 downloads. You get them into the group and then you release it and you get 100 people into your seminar. And then you teach them and you close them and you make between $20,000 to $40,000 on the close. All you're doing is traveling the world and you're making $250,000 to $500,000 a year. And all you have to do is a seminar once a month. Okay, so you're doing it one seminar a month and you're doing the same marketing to different cities that you want to go and visit. Probably I would go to cities and do this where you can speak the language. Otherwise, there may be some form of barrier with your sales. But guys, like this is a great opportunity for you to do a seminar a month and make $250,000 and, you know, or make $500,000 and travel quite easily and do what you love. So guys, like don't believe anything is impossible. Everything is possible. And, you know, we've coached a lot of people to be able to do things like this as well. So I think that's about, this is all about filling your seminar and then we'll sort of transition into your presentation.
Yeah, cool, cool. So yeah, like this is really important to understand. So RBT, your gyms run seminars like twice a week, is it now? Like introduction seminars?
Yeah, so we have intro seminars where people have already bought and they sort of come into the gym and then they get sold into a longer package once they've already paid for their intro package.
Yeah, so I think that's a really, really key mindset to understand because I think a lot of people are familiar with the whole free challenge thing and market a free challenge. But then once you get them free, you try and get them into a seminar and sell them on the seminar. You know, that's a really hard thing to do because obviously, yeah, leads aren't as cheap as they once were like 6 months, 12 months ago. And then to get people to sell them into something free and then get them to actually turn up to the seminar is really, really difficult, right? And so that's what you guys do differently is that you sell them into an irresistible offer, an insurer offer, whether that's a 21-day challenge, a lean in 14 or whatever it is. You guys change it up all the time. But that whatever that offer is, it's got to be irresistible. You get that deposit on the phone. You go, awesome, come on down. And then we go from there. And as you get them down, they've already paid. They're definitely going to rock up. And it's much easier to do a really value-based seminar from there than a less salesy seminar.
Yeah, man. So I think like when you are starting to put together your seminar, the first thing you got to look at is your hook, right? So it's essentially X, Y, and Z. So it's like X is the result they are going to generate and Y is the time frame they're going to generate it in and Z is the thing they hate doing, right?
Yeah.
So it's like that is probably the simplest thing. It's like how to X in Y without Z. So it's how to lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks without giving up wine and chocolate. Okay. So I was like, anything like that, you can just like lose cellulite in 12 weeks without having to do any cardio. Like whatever the thing they hate doing, you know your marketplace, whether you're talking to menopausal ladies or whether you're talking to females 20 to 30 or dudes who are, you know, dads. This also works for webinars. This also works for, like we talked about, seminars and your videos as well. So it's how to X in Y without Z. I think it's really trying to build your framework around that. So like for us, when we were doing the business coaching, like a seminar was like how to build a $1 million fitness business in 12 months without becoming a sellout and staying true to your craft. So it's like, you know, we can look at that. It's like, that is our, when we're looking at our business seminars, that's what we do. So it's like how to transform your body in 12 weeks. So it's how to drop 10 kilos in 12 weeks without, and what's the thing they actually hate doing? Because, you know, without spending hours and hours in the gym. So I think it was with only 3 hours a week. So I think that is the hook. You have to really understand the hook before you can actually get people in.
It builds curiosity, right? Because as soon as you say like how to do this, it's like, oh yeah, well, I think I know how to do that. But then it's like, without doing this, you're like, what? Like, I thought you had to like give up wine and chocolate to like lose weight. And it ignites that curiosity. Like Gary Halbert, I'm a massive Gary Halbert fan. I'm a big copywriting nerd. He's the greatest copywriter of all time. He says that curiosity is the number one thing that your marketing should work towards. And it's for this reason. It's like, if your seminar isn't curious, like people aren't going to desire to actually come and attend and find the answers.
Exactly. So that's what you sort of open up with. It's like, hey, welcome to my, you know, intro hook seminar. And then you want to ask some universal questions. So they feel like they're like on the yes train. So it's like, how many, put your hand up. How many would you like to lose weight? Put your hand up. Yes. You know, how many would you like to have more energy? Everyone puts their hand up. Yes. How many would you like to feel more confident? Yeah. Everyone puts their hand up. Yes. It's like, yes, yes, yes. You're taking control of the conversation. Like, you know, Tony Robbins does this great, right? Yes or yes. Yes, I am. With these guys, you have to look at, it's like, you know, when you're asking these universal questions and they're all saying yes, then you're controlling it and you're actually controlling the mood and the atmosphere of the presentation and of the room. And then once you've done that, you need to acknowledge them and actually thank them for being there, because, you know, they've taken time out of their day. Time is finite. So you have to appreciate them for spending time with you. So it's like a thank you for coming down. I know that you could be anywhere. You could be at home, Netflix, and maybe chilling. You could be, you know, doing whatever you want to do, but you decided that, you know, this was important. It was important to find out more about your fitness, more about your fat loss, more about how to transform your life. It was super important for you to do this. So, you know, I thank you for actually coming and making a commitment to yourself and a commitment to me to put this time aside so we can help move you in the right direction. So I think if you can do this, you know, that puts them at ease. Like, oh, it's a bit of gratitude, and everyone loves gratitude, guys. Like everyone, you know, loves that. So that's the part three. And we move into part four. We have to tell people why it's going to be different. So why is this different to every other pitch, every other seminar, every other webinar? Like, what are you actually going to be revealing to them? So people need to go, hey guys, this isn't some pitch fest. Like, this isn't where I'm going to try and sell you and take all your money. That's not what it is today. Today is about you. Today is about transforming your life. I'm going to be teaching you exactly, you know, the fat loss secrets, the cellulite blueprint. I'm going to teach you what type of training is going to be right for you. I'm going to be teaching you how to stay, you know, changing your environment. I'm going to teach you all these things. So like, I think that's, you have to understand, it's like with them, right? Like, what's in it for them? They really have to go like, what are you going to reveal? What are they going to discover? And it's like these three kind of things. It's like, give them one thing that they want, I think, and then you have to help them understand why do they want it, and then help them understand why it's the only truly way to get there. So it's one thing they want. So I'm going to give you the RBT method, the method, the nutrition system that helps you basically still be able to drink wine, eat chocolate, and have a social life whilst losing 10 kilos over the next 12 weeks. And we're going to teach you exactly how to do that. And why you want to do this? Well, you've tried all this in the past. You've tried the yo-yo dieting, essentially, because you've gone down and you've gone up. You've tried, obviously, doing cardio. You've tried all these things and they didn't work. So today, I'm going to show you exactly the system that will get you in the best shape of your life and keep you there for the rest of your life. And that's what's in it for you today. So I think if you can come across as an authority and give them really clear direction of what they're going to learn, they're like, Okay, I'm in the right room. Okay, I'm here right now.
Yeah, it humanizes it, right? You always talk about it should be human to human contact. Seminars can like feel really weird, you know, especially if people have had bad experiences in the past. And doing exactly what you've just gone through, those four things of just reassuring them, reminding them why they're here and thanking them and actually just, yeah, just giving a shit about them and just like, just not giving a not caring actually so much caring. About yourself. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just like so, so important, especially if you're not good at seminars. You listen to this and going, oh man, I'm freaking out. I got to get this right. No, you're thinking too much about yourself. Like stand up in front of them and just look at everyone in the eye. You might only have five people in the room and just go, you know, I know why you're here. You're here to, you know, help with your cellulite. And I'm reassuring you, you guys are in the right place. Forgive me, I'm pretty shit at public speaking, but I am pretty good at removing cellulite. So yeah, exactly. let's get this going and go from there.
But also it comes down to the 10,000 hour rule, right? Like my first seminar, like I've actually got some videos. And you know, the way I talk is different to now. Now I'm not the greatest, but I'm getting better. And every single time I do a podcast, every single time I do a seminar or a webinar, I get better and I can articulate my message more clearly. And every athlete was once an amateur. So you're just on the road to becoming great at what you want to do. So then part six is you have to tell them who is this for. Now guys, this is for females who want to lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks. This is for females who want to get more energy. This is for females who don't want to spend 7 hours a week, but only want to spend 3 hours a week in the gym and still get the results. This is for females who still want to have some wine and chocolate, but still get the results that they want. You know, hand up if that sounds like that's who you are. Everyone puts their hand up. But also, yeah, like what you're doing, guys, is again, it's reaffirming them. And again, they're like, okay, cool, this seminar is for me. And if it's a webinar, what happens is they're probably not going to tune out. Okay, this is what they're like, okay, I'm going to stay here. And you have to just remember, you have to be constantly reaffirming to them that, you know, this is the right place. What you can also do is like, hey guys, every single person who stays to the end today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my 7 recipes that help melt fat, whatever it is. So you're making sure webinar or seminar people stay to the end, because obviously your pitch is at the end. So you're going to give something for staying to the end. After this, we have to move into the part 7, which is essentially, you know, talking about your credibility, why they should listen to you. You know, what have you done? What are the results you've created? For us, you know, we've built a $10 million company, and that's why we can coach fit pros. You know, for me with the gyms, it's like we coach over 3,000 people, and I've helped, you know, transform 3,000 lives with our gyms. And that's what we wake up every single day, you know, passionate about changing more lives. And I can put up a slide and there's like 300 people just there with their lives transformed. It's like, this is what we do. You know, this is my credibility, but also I have my own story. So you can then start to move into your own story after this as well. So you have them engage with you right now. So, you know, then they can also go, but he doesn't get me. Okay, he doesn't really understand me and what I'm going through. So this is when you can, if you do have your own hero story, you can lean into your hero story and go, you know what? Like I always haven't always had my own fitness and health together. I was overweight. I do know what it's like to have a 3 p.m. slump. I do know what it's like to not feel like I have energy to want to wake up in the morning. I do know what it's like to press snooze and, you know, not want to go to the gym. And it's actually the last thing I wanted to do. I know what it's like to feel like I'm addicted to sugar, because that's what I was. And this is what I look like. You can put a before picture up on you. And it's like, what I did is essentially, you know, this is everything I struggled with. And, you know, the more you can tell them your struggles, then it humanizes you. And you're like, okay, like I understand. And, you know, I was at the bottom of the mountain. I was basically in a valley, and that's how low I was. And then, you know, you can start to then talk about your climb to the top of the mountain. So you can talk about how low you were, and then you can talk about your hero's journey, because everyone loves a hero's journey. If you have one, if not, you can talk about a hero's journey of one of your clients. That also works, just not as powerful. And it's like, you know, what I did from there, I was like, I sought mentors. I read these books. I did these courses. I joined this program. So you're reflecting of how you went from the valley to the top of the mountain to get into the best shape of your life, to feel amazing. And you're inspiring them, because all of a sudden they saw that you were just like them, but then with your time, what you did is I read every book under the sun, from understanding, you know, intermittent fasting to understanding what keto was, what paleo was, what flexible dieting was. I really wanted to understand nutrition, understand the best nutrition system to get the fastest results, that I wasn't going to yo-yo on, that I could actually keep the weight off and I could keep it off for the rest of my life. I started researching what's best. Is it powerlifting? Is it strength training? Is it a combination of, you know, HIIT training plus strength training? So what I did is I pulled it all together. And I found something that I didn't feel injured with, which I didn't feel tired with, which I felt like I could do in just 3 sessions a week, because I only wanted to be able to train 3 sessions a week because I didn't want to train. So I found, you know, this training system that is the RBT method, where I can only train 3 sessions a week and I can still get results. And then when I looked at it, I was like, you know, I really love wine and chocolate. Like, why some of these diets don't have it in there? It's like, what would hold me back? So then I really started to understand what's in food. You know, how could I fit it in to my nutrition program? And what would that mean? You know, how much wine? And what I figured out was 4 glasses of wine on a Friday night is okay. So I don't really, that's not what I found, but you can, yeah. But like, if you're confident in what you're saying, you know, 4 glasses of wine is 480 calories, right? So it's just fitting into your diet at the end of the day.
Yeah, can make it work.
You definitely can make it work. But like with this, you're telling a story and they're engaged into your story. And this is what and they're like, holy shit, this sounds amazing. Like this thing that you uncovered from the research and what you did, like that sounds like you spent a lot of time to do this. It's like, well, yes, I did. And you know, that's what really you really are reflecting around. And then from all this research, from the training research to the nutrition research to understanding discipline, I had to get my mindset right. So I sought the biggest and the best mentors from the monks of the Himalaya, like wherever you're doing, right? I don't really care what you did in your story. Yeah. But it's like you read your stories, you got your accountability, you figured out discipline for once and for all. And what I did is I combined all my research together and I've created this thing. And this is the RBT method. Okay. And this RBT method transforms lives. It transformed my life. And then I've actually helped 3,000 other people transform their life with the RBT method. And that's how it came together. And then I'm going to tell you step one of the RBT method. I'm going to tell you secret one. And secret one of, and this is where we shift to content. So this, all the story beforehand was getting them hyped up going, yeah, I want to learn this shit.
Reassure them they're in the right place. This is something that's worth listening about. And proof, right? Like, oh, I can't stress that enough with webinars and seminars. Proof is just so, so important. Like what Trav's saying, it's like, back it up. Don't just say you've helped 100 people. Like, have as many photos up on the screen as possible. Get as many like happy screenshots of testimonials and everything. Just like hammer people with proof. You can never have enough proof in your seminar.
So then it's like, okay, the secret, first secret I'm going to tell you is the exact, so for us, we have an ACC method. It's attract, connect, and convert clients, right? So when I'm looking at doing this, when I'm doing the fitness seminars for business owners, this is what we talk about, you know, but for this, it's like how to get the exact nutrition plan that helps you lose 1 kilo every single week. It doesn't matter who you are. So what you can do is then it's like, a case study is like my RBT nutrition system. You know, this is Jenny. She used the RBT nutrition system. She lost 12 kilos in 12 weeks and she feels amazing. This is a sample of what Jenny ate. She had, you know, wine on Friday nights. She had some chocolate on Saturday nights and she had this, you know, on Thursdays and she had this on Wednesdays. And this is exactly how we do it. How do we work out Jenny's? Well, what we did is we worked out her metabolic rate. And we made sure we're using science. We actually gave her the exact system so she knew how much she needed to eat. And then we empowered her over the 12 weeks to start making her own choices. Who here would like to understand exactly what they could eat and empowered you to make you feel like you weren't lost with your nutrition and that you could make your own choices? Put your hand up. So you've sort of, yeah, and everyone puts their hand up, obviously, in the seminar. So you've sort of taught them a little bit, but you haven't taught them everything. So there's some missing gaps there. You've talked about the system. Okay. And they're like, okay, cool. That was secret one. You know, who thinks that's exciting? Yes. Secret two, you know, this is, you know, Jane. Jane used the RBT training method. So Jane really wanted to get toned. She wanted to have a flat midsection, wanted to have toned legs, and she wanted to build a booty. So with our training system, what we did, Jane came to us and she was doing cardio after cardio after cardio, and she couldn't do anything. She was feeling skinny fat. She wasn't feeling confident in a bikini. So what we did is we deployed the RBT training system on her. And with this RBT training system, you know, increased increased her booty by 2 inches. It got her a flat stomach, you can see here and here. And this is a sample of what her training program looked like. She came 3 times a week and we focused on lower body 2x a week. We have a progressive overload. So that what that means is she was lifting more and more every single week over the 12 weeks because we need to have data, because what we measure, we can manage. And that's what we do inside the RBT training method. And this is exactly how we do it. Who thinks if they use a method like this with training philosophies that helped you progress every single week and focused on building their booty and tightening their abs, they could get results? Chuck your hand up. And again, you're reaffirming every step of the way, right? So you've, you know, again, talked about the system, but you haven't given them the full system because you're not going to talk about, you know, reps, sets, and training overload and fucking macro cycles.
That'll just bore them, right? Yeah. Like, that's not what they're there for.
People want the bigger picture and want to be, you know, understand, okay, cool, I can do this. And then, like, lastly, step C, you know, this is Jenny, okay? You know, Jenny, you know, she had everything. You know, she had the training and she had the nutrition systems, but she kept falling off the wagon. She kept feeling unmotivated. She kept feeling she would start and she would stop. You know, things at work were hectic. You know, everything was falling apart for her. And she could never truly, you know, fit into the system to get the results. So what we gave Jenny is we gave Jenny the RBT mindset system that taught her exactly how to create habits that stuck. Our system helps you break bad habits and replace them with good habits. And we do that every 2 weeks. And by the end of the 12 weeks, Jenny was training 3 times a week. She was eating all the food that got her to you know, get her results. And she still lost 10 kilos because we use part 3, which is the mindset shift inside the RBT system. Who here has ever fell off the wagon before? Everyone puts their hand up, right? It's like, who here thinks that they need the RBT mindset system to finally stay motivated for once and for all for the 12 weeks. And you can just deploy this to break bad habits and get good habits. Everyone's like, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's like, yeah, exactly. And you can talk about triggers and routines and rewards. You can give them a bit of an insight to, you know, habits as well. You know, for me, guys, like, you know, I do read. So this is where I get information from, funnily enough. So like, guys, if you go, I don't have anything to say to people, then okay, go get a book and read it and write some notes. Like, guys, you should be devouring knowledge as fast as you possibly can. So it's like you've shown them the 3 secrets. You've shown them the case studies, maybe even 2 case studies per secret. You need to be specific when we're teaching these points. And you're like, and what I did now is I've pulled all these 3 secrets together. The RBT mindset system, the RBT nutrition system, and the RBT training system. And this is what now creates dramatic results. And that's how we can guarantee results with RBT. It's packaged as the RBT method. And we use this, and I've pulled the information from thousands of books, hundreds of mentors, from transforming over 3,000 lives already. I've created this RBT method 2.0 that I'm going to talk to you about today. So, you know, do you mind if I tell you about how we actually use the RBT method with our current clients? Who wants to know how we use it? Chuck your hand up. Everyone chucks their hand up. And it's like, cool. Now what you did is you asked for permission to close them, to sell them. And by asking for permission, obviously now you can. So you're talking about the new opportunity. They've never used the RBT method 2.0. Now you said, cool. Well, we're going to start to stack this, okay? So it's very clear. You're going to start stacking benefits. Well, what we have is over the 12 weeks, we have our guaranteed system help you lose 10 kilos, you know, in 12 weeks. So with this, we have part 1, which is the RBT nutrition system. So this RBT nutrition system essentially, you know, it goes every single week through design calories, design macros to give you meal plans to make sure you can follow the plan and you make sure it's actually feeling tasty. This nutrition system actually costs $400, and that's how much we sell the nutrition system by itself. Then we have our training system. So our training programs, like Jenny, to build a booty, to tighten the legs, to tone the tummy, our training sessions by itself, you know, cost $600 for the 12 weeks. Then what we also have, you know, and with this, guys, when you're doing a value justification, you always have to go back to the first one before, and you got, like, you just keep stacking. So what you would do is, like, I have the nutrition system for $400. I have the training system for $600. But then you go, and I have the nutrition system for four, training for six, and I have a one-on-one check-in with a trainer. So that's normally $50 a week. That's $600. Then you go back. So you get the nutrition system and the training system and the one-on-one check-ins, and you get an in-body scan, which is worth $300 over the 12 weeks. And you go, so every single time you go back to the first one, people don't want to do this because it sounds a bit corny. But what you're doing is you're stacking value in their mind, going, wow, this is a lot of information that I'm going to get. And it's like, yeah, and you get these in-body scanners and you get an infrared sauna. So you've stacked it five times, but really you've talked about it like 23 times. And they're like, wow. So all of this by itself, we would sell for $3,300. Okay. So that's how much it costs for, our transformation system when purchased alone. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, like, they go, oh, okay, cool. I understand this now, So with this, if you use these three pieces of systems, the in-body, the this, the that, all the rest of it, and you only lost 10 kilos, would it be worth $1,500? And they're like, yes. If you use these systems and you just dropped two dress sizes, would it be worth $1,500? They're like, yes. Okay. If you use these systems and you got the most confident you've ever been, you feel amazing, your energy is boundless, you feel like you can take on anything and everyone, would it be worth $1,500? You're saying things that they're going to say obviously yes to. Yeah, like, yes. So like, great. So, it's not worth $4,500. That's not what we're going to do today. But what I want you to have a look at is this. When I went into prices, I had two options of doing it. I had an option where I could go as low as I possibly could, and I could help as many people as I possibly could. Then I had another option, go really high price and make sure I, focus on my product to help people get there. So that's what I looked at. I looked at these two different options and I wanted to make it accessible for everyone. And I wanted to make it just $11 a day. Now, who thinks all of this for just $11 a day to dramatically transform their life over 12 weeks is worth it? Chuck your hand up. Everyone puts their hand up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like, fantastic. So that's what we did. We didn't want to make it $3,500. It's $997, which is $11 a day. And we just debit that weekly. And that's how we do it. So now all of a sudden you've made it really big. Okay. And then you've made it really small and you've told them how you charge them. So I want you to tell you right now, there's a couple of mistakes that happen. Now you could go out there and everything I've told you today, you can Google, you can research it all. You can go through all the books that I went through. You can find the mentors I went through. You can go to the hills of Patagonia and find the mindset systems that I went through. But what happens is that's going to take time, and time is finite, like we talked about before. So for this, you can take the next 2 years to try and research this and get the results, or you can get the results guaranteed in 12 weeks, and you could do it for just $11 a day. So that's the biggest mistake that people do, is they try and do it by themselves. And a lot of the time it takes a lot longer. Guys, don't try and do this by yourself. And for everyone, I have one for you now is our guarantee. If you follow exactly what we say, if you show up to four sessions per week, if you post a nutrition inside our Keystone app every single day, then I guarantee you'll lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks. And if not, if you do what we say and you don't lose the 10 kilos, I'll simply refund you 100% of your money. So who has ever had guaranteed results before? And no one puts their hand up. It's like, that's what we do for you, because we care about you, because we're different, because we guarantee you the results. So then you can go with this. Now, I've spent thousands. I've spent like $50,000. I've spent 8 years getting all this, and I'm giving it to you for $11 a day. So this is for you now. And anyone who's ready, I want you to go to the back of the room and sign up, because I only have 40 spots and there's 100 people in this room. I only have 40 spots at this price because it's a discounted price. Now, either way, you're going to pay, guys. So you're just going to keep selling now. So either way, you're going to pay. If you don't sign up today, you're still going to pay. You're going to walk away. You're going to spend time. You're going to spend hour upon hour trying to figure it out. You're going to try and read the books. You're going to try and figure it out yourself. You're going to fall forward. You're going to try different supplements. You're going to pay. So instead of paying with your time, pay with your $11 a day right now and go to the back room and sign up. There's 35 spaces left. And then you go, if not now, then when? Right? This is what we have to look at, guys. For the first 20 people, so you drop some bonuses. The first 20 people who sign up today, they also get our recipe book for 35 recipes. They also get two training sessions worth, two personal training sessions worth $200. This is for the first 20 people only. So we're going to accelerate your results by getting you there. So now all of a sudden you've done essentially a bonus. So what would happen if you don't say yes? Mm. Guys, I'm going to ask you right now. You're going to go home. You're going to do the same stuff you did yesterday. You're going to do the same stuff you did 6 months ago. You're going to do the same stuff you did a year ago. And what will happen is this time will pass. Time's going to fly. You're still going to be having the same body in 12 months, saying the same excuses, saying you have to do something about it, except you probably have another 10 recipe books on the bookshelf. Yeah. And they'll just be staring at you, and you're still going to have the same stress. You're going to still have the same confidence. So if you don't say yes today, that's what you are going to be. We are a creature of habit. So it's time to break those habits and get to the back of the room. There is 15 spots left right now. Go to the back of the room. So with this, guys, you keep like sort of dropping it in a different way. And then you can do a price justification towards the end. It's like, now I want you to look at this. Money is just a resource. Okay. So money is simply a resource. And if we look at this and we spend this resource of money at $3 a day over the space of a year for a coffee, you're going to spend $1,000. Okay. And this is what it costs. A coffee is worth more than $3, but say you just bought one coffee a day, you're going to spend that $1,000 that I'm asking you to spend on yourself right now to change your life and change your confidence. So if you're telling me who drinks a coffee a day, put your hand up. Everyone puts their hand up. It's like, fantastic. So if you don't sign up today, you're telling me the coffee is worth more than your confidence. The coffee is worth more than your self-belief. The coffee is worth more than losing 10 kilos guaranteed. The coffee is worth more than getting in the best shape of your life for the rest of your life. You're saying the coffee is worth more. So guys, the coffee isn't worth more than you. Your self-confidence is priceless. You know, you're getting, that 10 kilos off your body is priceless. But for us, we're doing it for basically the same as a coffee a day for the next year. Get to the back of the room. You're worth more than the coffee. Go now. And then all of a sudden, like, logically kicks in. They're like, I am worth more than a coffee. Fuck this. Let's go. It's time to break those bad habits and, lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks whilst eating wine and chocolate. And that's how you do a seminar. Like, literally, yeah. Like, I just went through a script, input your shit in there. What we did is you can also plant people, right? So you can have one person at the front. And when you start pitching, it's like when you say the first 20 people, get two PT sessions or one PT session worth $100, they get up and move. We are sheep. Essentially. So when one person moves, the rest of them move, especially in a crowd of 100. And then when two people move, five people move. When five people move, 20 people move. And all of a sudden a crowd gets to the back of the room because you're only taking 40 places. Now for this, guys, this is how to close $40,000 in 60 minutes. I just ran you through the exact blueprint on how to do that. You can use this for good and also for bad, but please only use it for good. You get to, get people to a seminar once a month and close people in a seminar, and that's going to be 480 new members a year. We sell people into 16-week contracts at RBT, but our average lifetime member is 55 weeks. So if you did this every month, you probably have a couple of gyms. So I'm not saying do it every month, but maybe do it once a quarter. Okay. And so maybe do it every month and travel around the world and make $500,000 a year. This is up to you. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Don't be the person that listens to a podcast and listens to information and consumes it and not take action. I think that's what I want to say.
Yeah. 100%. So like people, we can run these as seminars. If you've got people into your challenge, like Trav, you also recommend that people can do a one-on-one, like, so you essentially follow the same kind of system where you're giving proof, you're telling them what they've been doing wrong, you've been showing them the hero's journey, and you upsell them into the long-term contract in a one-on-one situation as well.
100%. Yeah, this works one-on-one as well, man. Really powerful.
And at the end of the day, it's like you're not baiting and switching, right? Like, people are coming in because they're here for a challenge. They're welcome to do the challenge for discounted price initially. It's the fast action bonus that you're getting them to sign up for. And at any time, even after they sign up, at any time during the challenge, they can cancel, right?
Exactly, mate.
Yeah. So it's really like you're making it like a no-brainer here. There's so many different ways to do it. But at the end of the day, you've just got to get out there and do it, like Trav's saying. If you're not running a seminar each week, if you're not talking to someone each day, it's pretty hard to get new clients and get new direct debit members into your gym. It's pretty hard to grow.
Exactly, man. I think, people need to take more action, be less in motion. As soon as this podcast finishes, join Fit Pro Formula inside Facebook. Or if you want to have a free call with us where we guarantee people 30 clients in 12 weeks into your fitness business, go to fitproformula.com. Really join the Facebook group, guys. It's a community of coaches that we really want to change your lives. We've got a lot of content in there that's going to help you out.
Great questions.
Yeah. So like join that Facebook group, book that strategy call. Don't go and listen to another podcast right now. Simply do the work, like literally go and do some work and get out of motion and into action so you can actually grow your business.
Yeah. 100%, man. That's all there is, guys. Travis Jones podcast. Been a pleasure, mate. And we'll see you next week. Until next time, guys, take it easy.
See you guys.